AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. After speeches to Congress and the UN, Pope Francis heads to Philadelphia today to take part in the Festival of Families this weekend. Francis presided over Mass at Madison Square Garden in New York last night after a ride through the Central Park in his Popemobile. That's the sound of the crowd in the park yesterday evening. The pontiff has been on a grueling schedule. Vatican spokesman, the Reverend Federico Lombardi.
He's a little tired, maybe, in working.
Francis will arrive in Philadelphia this morning. Just before saying he was leaving Congress next month, House Speaker John Boehner entered his news conference singing.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. I used to sing that on my way to work in the morning.
AP Capitol Hill correspondent Jerry Bodliner reports the race is on to succeed Boehner.
Though Congress is still reeling from House Speaker John Boehner's stunning announcement that he's resigning at the end of next month, there's already plenty of discussion about who might succeed him. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, now in his fifth term, is the early favorite and got a boost from Boehner.
Kevin McCarthy would make an excellent speaker.
Another possible contender is Florida Congressman Daniel Webster, who got a dozen votes in the speaker's election earlier this year. Meanwhile, if McCarthy wins, it would likely prompt a multi-candidate race for the number two spot. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Survivors of Thursday's crash between a duck boat and a tour bus in Seattle talk about their ordeal. Greg Moody was in the duck boat.
I said, oh no.
Yeah.
I said, they're going, oh, we're in trouble. And then it started skidding a little bit and lost control. And like you said, we saw the bus coming, and I just grabbed my wife and I just put her down, and that's when I took off.
Four international college students were killed. This is AP Radio News. A Syrian rebel commander trained by the U.S. is given ammunition in a half dozen coalition trucks to an al-Qaeda group. Violet Ikonomova has more.
The report underscores persistent problems with the U.S.-led coalition's effort to train and equip Syrian rebels to fight the Islamic State. U.S. Central Command says about a quarter of the equipment assigned to the unit in question was apparently turned over in exchange for safe passage within the region. U.S. officials say the Syrians continue to insist they haven't turned over any actual weapons to the al-Qaeda affiliate and that all of their personnel are still accounted for. Violet Ikonomova, Washington.
Presidents of China and Iran among those who will address the United Nations General Assembly today. Member nations approved a 15-year, multi-trillion dollar plan to take on major global issues, including extreme poverty and climate change. President Obama will address the meeting on Sunday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.